All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today, and we're going political.
Yeah.
Buckle up,
yeah.
Because we're talking about Susie Wiles.
Oh, Susie Wiles.
Now, you might not recognize the name right off the bat,
right?
But trust me, you will want to get to know this this powerhouse.
Yeah.
She just landed a massive new role, and we're going to break down why it matters.
Yeah, she is now Donald Trump's White House Chief of Staff.
Whoa.
Which is a huge role.
Big job.
Very demanding, and puts her in a very powerful position.
Absolutely.
And yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what this means for Trump and why he chose her.
Exactly. We need to kind of go beyond just like the, you know, the headlines that we see. And, you know, thankfully, you've brought all this amazing research articles, personal notes even, to give us that deep dive look into her background.
Yes.
And something that I found super interesting is that she really cut her teeth in Florida politics.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a whole beast in itself.
Oh, yeah. Florida's a very interesting place to start out. It's complex. It is. A little bit wild.
It is. It is a bellwether state. And, you know, she's had decades of experience there, so she knows.
Yeah.
She knows the American voter very well.
Absolutely. And she's been involved in some huge Florida campaigns.
Yeah.
Trump's and DeSantis's.
Yeah. She was involved in both of those campaigns.
Which is huge.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Talk about navigating different personalities there. Like, how do you work with two people who have such different political styles and goals? Was she changing her approach, or is there like some kind of common thread in her strategy that worked for both?
Well, that's something that we will get into later in this in this deep dive. But from what I've seen so far is that she is able to, she's got the strategic tools and she can tailor her approach to different situations.
Okay. So not like a one-size-fits-all kind of deal?
No, not at all.
Okay, interesting. So almost like a political chameleon, she's able to kind of like blend in and adapt to whatever situation she's in.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
And she's also known for being really effective behind the scenes.
Yes, very much so.
Doesn't really look for that spotlight,
right?
Which I think makes her even more interesting.
Yeah, I agree. It shows that she's more interested in the results than she is in the recognition.
Absolutely.
And that's a powerful trait to have.
Yeah.
And, you know, as White House Chief of Staff, that's a behind the scenes job.
Right.
You're managing the president's schedule. You're making sure that the information flow is.
Oh, so she's like the gatekeeper.
Yes.
She's the one deciding what even gets to the president.
Exactly.
Okay. And from what we've seen, she's got a real knack for handling Trump's, let's say, his more unpredictable moments.
Yes.
Almost like she understands how to communicate with him in a way that other people just haven't been able to.
Yeah, they haven't quite cracked the code, but it seems that she has figured out a way to manage his impulses and maybe kind of steer that energy in a more productive way.
And that's got to be crucial for someone in that chief of staff position. Absolutely. It's a very high pressure, high demand job.
Right.
And you've got to be able to manage the president's personality and all of the relationships and the power dynamics in the White House.
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, from what you've gathered, Trump really trusts her judgment.
Yes, he does.
I mean, he's publicly said some pretty great things about her.
Oh, yeah.
Calling her the best at what she does.
Mm.
And I mean, you don't see that level of confidence from Trump every day.
No, you don't. Yeah. It's not something he just hands out to everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that really says something about her ability to earn and maintain trust.
It really does.
Which in any political environment is hard.
Right.
Especially in the Trump administration.
Especially in the Trump administration.
So it'll be interesting to see how that dynamic kind of plays out in this new role.
Yes.
Will she be able to bring some stability?
Right.
Because it has been historically a very tumultuous position.
Exactly. That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Can she handle it?
Can she handle it? Can she navigate the internal politics and the pressure and, you know, keep things running smoothly in a place that is known for not running smoothly?
Right. An unconventional approach to governing.
It's a tall order for anyone.
It is.
But if anyone can do it, maybe it's Susie Wiles.
Maybe so. We'll have to see.
This has been a really insightful deep dive, and I feel like we've got a much clearer picture of who she is and what this new role is all about. But I think this story is just getting started.
I agree.
I think it's going to be fascinating to see what happens next.
Absolutely.
So for all of you listening out there, what do you think? Is Susie Wiles the right person for this job? Can she actually bring stability to the Trump White House? Or is she walking into a situation that's even too much for her to handle? Let us know your thoughts, because I think this is going to be a really interesting story to follow.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
Bye.
Bye.